sermon podcast of Dan Roschke, pastor of Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Fairfax, Virginia. For more information about Bethlehem, visit our website at blclife.org. But now, here's Pastor Dan and his sermon for today.
Friends, grace to you and peace from God who is with us now. Amen. We believe in some funny stuff, don't we, as Christians? We entrust ourselves to something we cannot see. We gather around an ancient text week after week to hear stories of someone who raises the dead and heals the sick, but then we look around at our world, we usually never see such miracles. But we put all our trust into this one, and we keep coming back to hear these old stories week after week. We kind of believe in some funny stuff, don't we? We let go of our money, our time, our talents in joyful thanksgiving with no strings attached. We trust in giving ourselves away for the sake of the world, the stranger, for those who are poor and sick and hungry and lost. We confess after in the Apostles' Creed every week in the Holy Trinity and the resurrection of the body, the forgiveness of sins, the Holy Catholic, that is the Holy Universal Church. We believe in some funny stuff, don't we? Whenever comedians make fun of Christianity, I confess that I probably laugh along with them, making fun of the crazy things we Jesus followers believe and do. It's kind of a coping mechanism, perhaps. And today, this text, this seed that falls into the earth and dies, bearing much fruit, a mysterious voice from above thundering down. And then Jesus, always cryptic in the Gospel of John. Jesus, always cryptic words. What is happening? Why are you here? Maybe you feel the need to defend us. To defend Christianity, to fend off any jeering or taunting, to huddle up with your kind, because nobody else gets it, to prop up the Church of Jesus. I want to just start here today by acknowledging that this is not normal. What we do and believe is not normal, especially now. Most people sleep in on Sundays, read the paper, have a late breakfast, get ready for a game or a get-together later, maybe prep for the week, do some laundry. They don't gather around weird stories that were written centuries ago about seeds in the ground and death. They don't gather and talk about wine that is blood and body that is bread. Why are you here? What is it that brings you around this book today, into this gathering today? Is it an obligation? Do you feel like you have to be here? Did somebody once tell you you better be here? Is it guilt and shame? These are always good motivators. I guess I need to show up. I haven't. I've noticed at Bethlehem, honestly, probably more than other places I've served, there's sort of a watchdog thing happening. People showing up just to make sure nothing gets out of line. Not, it's an interesting thing. Maybe that's why you're here, to keep the peace, to keep church and life in order, protectors of the past and the present and the future. Maybe you're filling that role. That brings you to this place, just watching from a distance, got my eye on you. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe you're a suspicious person by nature, and church and the people around church, definitely an object of that suspicion. Or is it an openness and a curiosity that draws you to these strange texts? Like the Greeks in the Gospel of John today, coming to Philip and saying, "Sir, we wish to see Jesus." There's just this sense, this longing, that maybe there's something more It's hard to put my finger on it. There's a lot of weeds, more like a thicket of thorns in my life, in this world. But maybe you're clinging to the idea that there's some wheat buried somewhere here. There's something. Yeah, this is definitely not normal. I have to remind myself of that because Sunday morning for me has gotten pretty normal. Even in this virtual context, singing hymns, splashing baptismal water, saying prayers, preaching a sermon, talking about or sharing, as we will today, Holy Communion. All that feels pretty normal week after week, pretty routine. Friends, Jesus in John's gospel is always waking us up, particularly when we are falling asleep. What I mean is waking us up to the deep reality, the deep presence of God in our lives and in our world. I have glorified my name. That voice, that thunderous voice from above says in our text today, I have glorified my name and I will glorify my name again. God is so deeply present, in other words, and moving in our midst all around, through it all. We fall asleep to that constantly through our busyness, through our cynicism, our sense of humor that is just dismissive, through our fear and our suspicions, through our anger and anxiety about protecting ourselves and just keeping the peace. Copacetic, keep it copacetic all around. We fall asleep to God's deep and real presence by keeping it all at bay. Do you know that term? Keeping it at bay? That I confess, I always thought that was a nautical term. Like, being out in the bay, like we don't dock the ship. We don't bring it in. We don't bring it home. We keep it at bay. We keep it out there. But it's actually a hunting term. Maybe you all knew this except me, but it's a hunting term. Dogs kept prey at bay by barking off the prey, by fending off. So it's the term that means to fend off. I like that. It's even more graphic than just bringing a ship in. It's like it is aggressively protecting, fending off. Do you ever bark at, do you fend off God's deep and abiding presence and forgiveness in your life? In the life of this whole world? Because if we bark off, if we keep at bay God's love, then nothing changes. It's just a single grain. Friends in Christ, God's love changes everything. John's gospel today shows us Jesus. I think we're all here because we, like the outsiders in this text, wish to see Jesus too. We need to hear again and know of this God whose name is love. The radiance of that is actually too great to behold. It is too bright. The idea that God is glorified in it all. Even here in Lent, remember, we live on this side of the resurrection, and Christ's life, death, and resurrection is now among us here. That's like too much to take in most of the time. It's too bright. It's like walking around with our pupils dilated. And so we are offered glimpses. We get images. We get metaphors. We get morsels, little stories, little drops of water, little chunks of bread. And we get seeds. Friends, bring your burdens to the seeds. Bring yourselves to the seeds today. Bring your anger to the seeds. Write it on the seed paper that we pass out today. Write down your fears. Write down, put down your suspicions, your anxieties, your troubles, your confessions. Bring it to the seeds. Put them on the seeds and then put the seeds down into the earth and watch and wait and wonder at what God does next. Unless the seed falls into the earth and dies, it cannot multiply. But if it dies, Jesus says, it bears much fruit. Putting our stuff on Jesus, see what happens. We are preparing for Holy Week. Starts next Sunday. That is, we are bracing for much fruit. New life, change, death and resurrection, everything becomes different. In Christ, we die and rise. I'd often prefer to keep all that at bay. Watch from a distance and bark. That is, make jokes or point at others about, oh, they should listen to that. Stay cynical. Go back to normal. Remain a single grain. But God is bringing us along, friends. We are transformed in this, even now, even at a distance, even amid a global pandemic, more national tragedy and hatred and violence in Atlanta and certainly beyond. God is bringing us along into the ground, into the earth, and there we die and rise even now. God is bringing us along, picking us up in our baying and barking, picking us up in our laughing and looking on from a distance, picking us up in our doubting and despairing. God is bringing us along, picking us up in our weeping and our waiting. God is bringing us along as we look to the seeds today and look to the cross. One commentator said that today's lesson from Jesus really might be summed up best by saying, if we want to see Jesus, if we really want to see Jesus, look first at the dirt and then look up at the cross. The irony of the Savior of the world in the dirt, in things we'd rather not look at, we'd rather walk over, look past, keep our hands and our lives clean. Ugh, dirt. Ugh, cross. Can we just keep all that at bay? And yet you are here. Christ holds you wherever you're coming from. You are not a single dead grain, but you are a called, gathered, enlightened, and sanctified blessing that goes into the ground with Christ so that you might go and grow too, to bear much fruit, to offer much life, you to share much love with this world today and all our days, nurtured and sustained always by the God who is so deeply present with and beyond all. That God brings you along now through Christ Jesus and the Holy Spirit. This is good news. This is most certainly true. Amen.
At Bethlehem Lutheran Church, thank you for listening. Check us out again soon. And to learn more about our national church body, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, visit elca.org. Goodbye for now, and remember, God's outpouring of grace and peace never runs dry. Here's to a new day. Evangelical? That was terrible. To learn more about our national church body...
Start over.
Okay.
Is that hard?
No, not really.
Pretty easy?
Yeah.
You're good at it.